Like many of my friends, I enjoy reading the daily meditations by the Franciscan monk Richard Rohr. Earlier this week, he wrote, "A few days ago, I was encouraged by the Franciscans and by the leadership team here at the Center for Action and Contemplation to self-quarantine. So I've been in my little hermitage now for 3 or 4 days. I've had years of practice, literally, how to do what we are calling social distancing. Right now," he writes, "I'm trying to take in, psychologically, spiritually, and personally, what is God trying to say?" When I use that phrase, I'm not saying that God causes suffering in order to teach us good things. But God does use everything, and if God wanted us to experience global solidarity, I cannot think of a better way. We all have access to this suffering. It bypasses race, gender, religion, and nation." He concludes, "Globally, we're in this together." This reminds me of the words of an old missionary hymn we used to sing, sadly, no longer in the Mennonite hymnal. "In Christ, there is no east or west, in him, no south or north, but one great family bound by love throughout the whole wide earth. In him shall true hearts everywhere their high communion find. His service is the golden cord, close binding humankind." I am certainly thinking globally much more than ever before in my life. I watch charts showing how the virus is rapidly spreading globally. I read how governments are responding to the virus globally. And when I am afraid, I remind myself that the economic hardships will hurt just about everybody in the world, globally, far, far more than they will hurt me and those I love. These days of sheltering in place just might be a gift, believe it or not. A gift that gives us time to pray. A gift that should also remind us to give and to help others. For as the hymn says, we are one great family, bound by love throughout the whole wide earth. So, as this, the fourth Saturday of Lent, draws to a close, and we begin to realize fully that we cannot go to church tomorrow, let us end by listening to the oldest benediction in Scripture, set to music by John Rutter. "The Lord bless you and keep you." Indeed, may the Lord bless everybody, everywhere, globally.